we want to ask you what our choices now that we're making this video drama for. I can't tell the name.
Hesse-Sure-Rundfunk.
This.
Mm-hmm.
What are our choices in terms of licenses, if we have any choice?
But it depends on the, I would say, on the level of correctness or legality you want to have. Because first, before making the choice, you have to see if you have cleared beforehand all the rights of the material you are using. So,
maybe. Yeah, that's okay. Next question. <That's>
It's as simple as that.
Okay.
So what I mean is the first step into this whole copyright thing is that the law postulates that you have a kind of pure original material to begin with.
Now we're the one,
which is,
truly
I mean,
original.
Basically impossible. I would say for anybody, not only in the case of like sample-based work or something, but
yeah, if you're a pure creative genius, then.
Now we're the one and only.
Well, so
basically,
original.
Yes, this is a kind of legal fiction.
Imagine we have pure, cleared, original, new material.
Especially in the European copyright, is that you may want to protect or to enforce your moral rights on the content. So it means that basically you can agree that you sell out your rights for distribution, for
that
other people claim after your rights working with it, but you can still want to enforce the fact that you don't want that your message would be mocked or criticized or you know, rehearsed for another kind of message. So that's a difference that only apply in Europe, but this is a very important one because it really changes the way you can approach the discussion between copyright and free speech. In America, basically, as soon as you sell your copyright, you sell also away your moral rights. That's not the case in Europe. So the way this debate is defined is completely different.
I searched our file, and I finally found a copy of the contract with your original publisher.
Oh, good. Suddenly I feel so much better.
Whereas the party of the first part, that's the publisher, and does hereby...
Excuse me. May I read this, please?
Well, you may not be able to read it. It's in legalese.
Oh.
Are you all right?
I can't believe that I signed this. I signed away my right. Oh, I feel so foolish. Well, I guess there's nothing else to do but to make amends.
Make what?
As painful as it sounds, I owe an apology.
Yeah, I was speaking first about the basic steps you need to do before having the real choice about how you will license your work. So the first was, do you have the clearance of all rights? And the other is, under which jurisdiction this work is produced? And this is really interesting in this case because you have a European non willing to be author, an American author working in Japan, and that will release their work in Germany. So it means that we have really the most complex situation ever, because we have American copyright and European copyright, and we have also the Japanese law, which is kind of mixed of American copyright and previous Japanese law. So it's really like, this is even a question I can't answer myself. What jurisdiction will apply? And I suppose that this is where you will license your work. So if you go to the GEMA, I suppose that you will be under the German law, but this is not really something that can be said, you know, for sure. Yeah, so,
like for example, I'm registered through BMI, so my now I'm reading publishing rights on.
Excitable.
You may not be able to read it. It's in legalese.
No, I'm reading acceptable.
Whereas the party of the first party
created common approach, this whole copyleft stuff, and then just
you may not be able to read it.
As a starting point, the presumption is that you have obtained permission for all the examples you are using. Otherwise, you can forget your rights, and while you are using your
permission,
as a starting point, the presumption is that you have obtained permission for all the examples you are using. Otherwise, you can forget anything while you are
using
the same.
Well, my lawyer is not going to get away with this.
Thing in this copyleft licenses is that they are not defining authorship differently than the copyright system to start with. Of course, in the process they will transform it, they will even encourage the different people participating in the project to really behave differently, but the first step is still a step that where the author is considered as pure, original, you know, without influence or without taking somewhere else material. But of course, in practice, this is rarely a belief. It's more like a kind of necessary step that you have to do. And basically, it's how can you clear rights? It's not like if you really believe that you are a romantic genius, you know, that's. That's more like, have you protected your work of any attack? But in practice, it means that you have already renounced a lot of possible use of your creativity, art, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the one of the questions is, does it make sense to think in terms of licenses? And then there is the question of course, what is the context in which you use it? Because you can say every problem I have with copyright can be solved by a more clever jurisprudence about the exceptions to copyright. We can say, like if you go to the website Illegal Art, all the examples which are there are not there to be solved with the use of a Creative Commons license. Because everybody using images, sounds, videos, on the cases that you can see there, are doing this on purpose and because this material is copyrighted by someone that they want to, in a way, criticize. It's also because they have usually a political agenda against or for things, or they're really engaged in a certain way, and so the fact that this material is owned by someone is also part of the meaning of the work. It's because it's owned by Fox or by, I don't know, Disney, or that it makes sense for them. Of course, then you cannot say, oh, but I should first, you know, give a call to Disney and ask them for, you know, permission. It doesn't make sense.
Let me tell you, as soon as Marty Strindberg heard that you had been arrested, he sent me straight to police headquarters. Make a deal.
That,
he can get you anything you want.
The,
Warner's, Fox, Paramount, anywhere
to
except
auto's rights
for the studio where
enforced.
your picture is being made. On account of your arrest, you've been banned from a lot as a disruptive influence.
By the legislator, by the judges, case by case, they are usually forgotten. You know, people say, okay, yeah, but you should have asked permission, which is really something stupid. So if you want to, in a way, you can really say, this kind of licensed stuff is not for me because I want to use resources which are owned by someone and I have good reasons not to ask for permission, and basically I'm ready to fight for this position to be enforced, and then it does not make sense to go for a license. It makes sense to go for, I don't know what exactly, because that's more like solidarity with people which are sued, or it's more like propagating, you know, information about these problems. But it's something, I think, which is completely different from the position where you say, I start with a license. That, for me, that's really important, because at the moment when you hear the advocates of especially Creative Commons, that's not the case from Free Art License, because they are really clear about that, but Creative Commons people are really saying copyright is bad because, and then they use all the reasons which really belongs to the matter of exceptions, and they say, and the solution is the free licenses, which is not, one is not a solution on the other. It doesn't mean that the free licenses are bad, but they are just not the answer to the problem they're putting on the table.
I know you're recycling the same restaurant.
At the starting point,
forget your rights, forget your rights, starting point, forget your rights, while you are in course, otherwise you will forget your rights.
As a starting point, the assumption is that you have obtained no
right.
Forget your rights. I'm not registered with GEMA.
No, with BMI. I mean, that we received. I mean, the author of the program, we received the royalties in the normal under standard copyright. So it make easier for me to say I don't want to be part of the collecting society, because it would be. I will stand with the same decision, even if I'm alone in front of a radio, because I have the possibility to say no to a job but I won't do it for free for this kind of established program. It's just because I can afford to say no to something because I have a standard and regular job, and I'm not publishing CDs, I'm not publishing radio sounds or any film or any digital process. So, but the thing is that I could, I don't know about this, because I don't know if I could reclaim my moral rights of what I said during the program. This I don't know.
For example, if I re-edit the things you say into something you
don't
like.
And you publish it, and because there was no legal contract between us. But I would like to prevent myself to do anything. I would prefer, because we had this meeting with artists, choreographer, and so on, because they're all friends and they all agree you can borrow my work. And but at one point, one of them say, "Okay, but I can sue you if you're using this." So if you're not friends anymore, I mean, the relationship can really be bitter, and I could not sue you. But imagine that someone can use this power relationship of being the author of something to sue someone who was once a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what really bothered me, because even if you're making bullshit out of what I said, I mean, well, whatever, I think, I don't know. Because always the examples go, okay, if your work or your speech is used for extreme right or anti-abortion, you know, really sexy stuff, then, yeah, that might be your author in you will be like, okay, maybe I can, for this moment, use my author identity to stop this. That I want to give up that power, but I don't know if it's really agreeing to be the weakest part in this, with all the cliché that you are, you know, the woman, the unknown, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, maybe through the fact that this is a collaboration, and that if one person is totally disavowing any authorship, and the other person is totally claiming then 100% authorship, in that case then, if your share is open, up for grabs in this kind of colonial way, which of course is another lie, to say that I'm the 100% author and stuff, that maybe this is the way to address this within the program, and this contradiction of like one person taking one stance and the other one taking another, and both of them being kind of hypocritical or false in a way.
Yeah,
mine clearly being more hypocritical than yours, but...
No, it's also about where we are. I mean, it's a radio drama for a radio program, and we were joking about the fact that, I mean, if it's David Hamlin's asking, we can send any story and they say yes. If I was the one alone sending any story, I don't know if they would have said yes. And so it's also I'm comfortable enough to give up author on this, because it's a job. I mean, it's not mine to make to be a sound media producer. It's not mine. Maybe my job will be to be consistent with the ideas that I'm. Yeah, maybe this will be where, but it's, I don't know.
So you're conceding your rights to me.
Yeah.
Forget okay, your rights. I believe this constitutes a legal verbal contract.
Forget your rights. Forget your rights. And while you are at it, your career.
I want my lawyer, Hernandez. You're not going to get away with this.